I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Protests and unrest in Malawi have filled headlines over the last week, but things may be more complicated than they seem. Executive Director for the Cure International Malawi Hospital, Stuart Palmer, says people have been growing frustrated with the president. Peaceful demonstrations were planned nationwide.
Although there was some unrest in the last week, it was really a criminal minority that was taking advantage of the peaceful demonstration and using it really as cover to do some extremely organized looting.
Still, lives were lost and more unrest is possible. Pray Cure would be the shining light of hope there. Next, more than 12 million people are now said to be affected by the famine that's hit the Horn of Africa. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Manager of Disaster Response and Security, John Woodbury, says
a lot of the agencies who are reaching out to the refugees and people that are facing this drought and famine are requesting a lot more flights, both assessing the situation but also starting up their programs. And with the 6 aircraft we already have in that area, we aren't able to meet the need, so we're moving up another aircraft.
Pilots are sharing their faith as they can. Funding is needed to help with increasing flight time. And police officers are the second most HIV-affected group in Zambia. Christian World Outreach is getting their attention with HIV/AIDS education, but they're doing it through soccer tournaments. In 6 years, they're seeing success. Fewer police officers are dying because of AIDS, and many are hearing the gospel, which is the only way to truly win the HIV/AIDS battle. Funding is needed to help fund the soccer tournaments and for materials needed for outreach and education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, Orphan Outreach is giving away a free mission trip to Guatemala this fall. Just go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link, and fill out the information completely, and you're entered. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.